ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 18, entitled The Perfection of Renunciation. Text? It was yesterday, yeah? 35, okay. Ya swapnam bhagav... Oh, wait. Yaya svapnam bhagavam shokam, yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, vishadam madam evacha, vishadam madam evacha, na vimunchati durmedha. Na vimuinchati durmedha driti saparta tamasi, driti saparta tamasi, yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, vishadam madam evacha. Na vimunchati durmedha driti saparta tamasi, yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, visharam maram evacha. Na vimunchati durmedha driti saparta tamasi, yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, visharam madam evacha. Na vimunchati durmedha driti saparta tamasi, yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, visharam madam evacha. Na vimunchati durmedha. Yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, visharam maram evacha. Na vimunchati durmedha driti saparta tamasi, yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, vimaram maram evacha. Na vimunchati durmedha driti saparta tamasi. Matajis. Yaya svapnam bhayam shokam, visharam maram evacha. Na vimunchati durmedha driti saparta tamasi, yaya, by which svapnam, dreaming, bhayam, fearfulness, shokam, lamentation, visharam, moroseness, madam, illusion, eva, certainly, cha, also, na, never, vimunchati, one gives up, durmedha, unintelligent, dritti, determination, sa, that, parta, O son of Prita, tamasi, in the mode of ignorance. Translation. And that determination, which cannot go beyond dreaming, fearfulness, lamentation, moroseness, and illusion, such unintelligent determination, O son of Pritha, is in the mode of darkness. Report by Srila Prabhupada. It should not be concluded that a person in the mode of goodness does not dream. Here, dream means too much sleep. Dreaming is always present, either in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance. Dreaming is a natural occurrence. But those who cannot avoid oversleeping, who cannot avoid the pride of enjoying material objects, who are always dreaming of lording it over the material world, and whose life, mind, and senses are thus engaged, are considered to have determination in the mode of ignorance. Om Agyanati Marandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivashri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Vanchakal Parurubhishya Kripa Sindhu Vivicha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Mukam Kuru Chivachalam Pangum Yang Langari Tem Girim Tat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Gurun Dina Tarinam. Today I was a little bit in the mood of ignorance. No, I didn't spend much time preparing the class. That was the mood of ignorance. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. A little bit, maybe. Okay. Honesty is a quality of the Brahmins. That's the mode of goodness. So maybe there is a mixture of ignorance and goodness. I don't know. Maybe I'm very passionate now to give a class. No, it's funny with the modes, a little bit. Sometimes you don't know, and what mode is this, you know? It's a little confusing. But that is usually the mode of ignorance. They don't know. No knowledge, only illusion, ignorance, mode of darkness. You can't see things proper. And so there is some type of determination there. In one sense, there is no determination for achieving something tangible, even from the material platform, something good. On the other hand, there is no determination for spiritual life. There is no determination for spiritual advancement. There is only determination for foolish things. Dreaming about sense gratification. And Srila Prabhupada says here in the purport, he cannot avoid the pride of enjoying material objects. He is always dreaming of lording it over the material world. And his life, his mind, and senses are thus engaged, are considered to have determination in the mode of ignorance. And I was speaking yesterday about the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas and the Shudras. But the Brahmins were predominantly in the mode of goodness, and they were very determined for spiritual advancement. And the Kshatriyas, they are predominantly in the mode of passion, so they were very determined to make economic advancement and to work very hard in fruitive activities. And the Vaishyas were in a mixture of passion and ignorance. So they are more into material things because ignorance is coming in, more material. So the Kshatriyas are guided more by the Brahmins. They take a higher responsibility, make sure that society is very religious. But the Vaishyas, they're not so much into that. They're a little bit more into material goods. So the mode of ignorance is entering there. And the Shudras there, they cannot even do a business. They always have to work under someone else. They cannot be independent, self-sufficient. They always need some guidance. Or like children, they need some guidance. You cannot let the children just go. They will break things. They will mess the place up. You have to keep an eye on them all the time. So Shudras are like that. If you would let them go and they wouldn't have a boss or some Kshatriyas to control them, then they would make a mess out of society. Because they have Pashu Buddhi, animal intelligence. What does an animal do? Ahara, eating. Nidra, sleeping. Maitunya, sex life. And bhaya, to defend yourself constantly. They're always afraid, they're always fearing, fear. Another quality is lamenting. Like a devotee, he is never afraid, abhaya, because he knows Krishna is protecting me. But if someone is a non-devotee, and he becomes very much in the mode of ignorance, he's always fearful, always in anxiety, worrying about things. He has a lot of worries. And he thinks, how can we make ends meet? How can we protect ourselves against burglars or against war? Yeah, or whatever, you know, there's always something. And so animals are also like that. They're always scared. You can see the birds. If you do this, they fly away. They're very scared. And they're always lamenting. They also like to enjoy that being scared. They like to watch horror movies. That's really in the mode of ignorance, tamas, to see some horror and something scary, spooky. And they like that mood. And also to lament, you know, they always complain. Complain about the government, complain about the priest, complain about their wife, complain about the kids, complain about the economy, complain about anything. And therefore they created the blues. This is a song, music, type of music where you can complain. It was invented by the slaves, by the black slaves. They were exploited and had to work very hard. So they found some pleasure in making the blues music. And they could cry and lament about their pitiful situation, you know. And some people are like that. They're always in that mood. Always shuchati and kangshati. Always hankering for something they can't get. And lamenting for something they're losing, or the situation that they are in. We want freedom. And then they become communist. Shudra movement, you know. The movement of people in Tamaguna. And then when the communism becomes powerful, then Srila Prabhupada said, they strive for equality. No more castes. Everyone equal. Yes, they become all equal. They become all poor. So it collapsed completely, the communist society, at least in Russia and Eastern Europe. You can see, because it was poverty-stricken. Because if there is no dharma, there is also no artha. If there is no religion, there is no economic development. So it will fail, you know. And so, animal intelligence. Because animals do eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, and they. So, if the human being does the same thing, then they become less than animals. Because human life is meant for self-realization, for coming gradually to the mode of goodness and then to the transcendental platform. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, the Vedanta Sutra says, that human life is very rare. After 8 million forms of life, you can come to the 400,000 different species of human consciousness, human life. And then you can, it's very rare, sudurlabha, very rare. And then if you misuse it, that's a pity. Prahlad Maharaj, he says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, Adanta gobir vishatam tamisram puna punash charvita charvananam. That the materialistic way of life and the mode of ignorance and passion, that is, it's just like chewing the chewed. You experience this kind of life in 8 million animal species and plant species, and now you become a human being, and many maybe you took already 400,000 different human forms of life. Now we became devotees. We are in the higher levels of consciousness now. Very high consciousness to become Vaishnavas, to become devotees. But now, if you still have the tendency to be a little bit in ignorance or in passion, then that is chewing the chewed. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, for millions of lives you have had this sense gratification. Why not surrender in one lifetime, just one lifetime? It's nothing, one lifetime, compared to millions of lifetimes. It's nothing. What is a human life? It's very fast. It's very quickly. And to get the opportunity to meet a spiritual master and enter into spiritual life, it's also very rare to meet a bona fide spiritual master. There are so many people in the world who want to become transcendentalists. And that is a small minority only amongst all those people who are in ignorance and passion. But amongst those who become transcendentalists, it's still very rare that someone gets the opportunity to find a bona fide spiritual master. There is a nice comparison given, analogy of the tortoise, the tortoise. The tortoise swims in a large ocean. And somewhere else in that ocean, a piece of wood is floating on the waves with a small hole in it. And the chance, of course, the tortoise goes under, he dives under, and then he comes up to the surface again. So the chance that when he comes up to the surface and he just goes with his head through that hole in that piece of wood, that chance is very small, isn't it? So this small is also the chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master for spiritual life. So to come out of the mode of ignorance and engage in spiritual life, if we don't do that, we are worse than animals. You know, if you go to a forest, to the jungle or something, and you find no human beings, you can see that the ecology is perfectly in balance and harmony. Nature will be very perfect. Everything is undisturbed. The ecological system, all the species, they live the way they're supposed to live. Nobody's changing anything there. The tiger lives exactly the way he lived millions of years ago, and the deer lives exactly the same, and the ants live exactly the same. They never change anything. There is no technology, there's no philosophy, there is no politics. All these things are not there. They just live completely in harmony with the laws of nature, follow their instinct. But as soon as you send one human being into that jungle, he disturbs the complete ecological balance. You know, he cuts the trees, he kills the animals, he digs the earth, and he changes the jungle into a plastic world, an artificial modern consumption society with unnecessary products. So that means, why is it? Why is that? Because the human being is very special. He is distinct from the animals by one thing. He has a very developed intelligence. He has a large brain. And so he, and but the animals, they don't have a large brain, but still they can eat perfectly, sleep perfectly, have sex perfectly, and protect themselves perfectly. Now, they are all well equipped. God arranged everything perfectly. So they don't need a special intelligence to survive. But the human being, he also doesn't need special intelligence. Therefore, the motto sounds simple living and high thinking. Why are you using your intelligence for better sleeping and better sex life and better defending and better eating? You actually make it more complicated and unnatural. The animals don't need it. The humans also don't need so much intelligence. Could be simple. But now they misuse their intelligence for the purpose of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But the intelligence is meant for something else. So, because they misuse their intelligence, they disturb nature. They disturb the world. And that is the motive for passion and ignorance, especially ignorance. And but if they use their intelligence for the purpose, for self-realization, their intelligence is meant for, then there will be no disturbance in nature. Everything will be beautiful, harmonious. And the forest will not be chopped, and instead of plastic, there will be wood and stone and gold and rubies and diamonds. Whatever, you know, nice materials, and not plastic and what else you have, so many artificial materials, and dirty streams and polluted skies, and you know, this is all caused by ignorance, because people are determined to get sense gratification without thinking what is the consequences, and that will ugra karma. It creates ugra karma, ugly work. And all this work is called Shrama Evahi Kevalam. It is a waste of time, and it doesn't lead to anything good. So the real work should be work for placing God in the center and respecting God's creation and respecting God's creatures and respecting, because everything is a Ishavasyam Sarvamidam. The Ishavasya principle is the principle that God should be in the center of the world, of society. And then passion and ignorance will be destroyed. And there will be peace, harmony, and prosperity. You know, Prabhupada also talks here about dreaming means more sleeping. More sleeping. You know, if you calculate, I forgot how many years of how much percentage of human life you sleep, but almost half of your life you sleep. It's like if you live for 100 years, maybe for 40 years or something, you sleep, you know. So that's already half a life wasted in one sense. Of course, sleeping is necessary. You know, and the body has to take some rest. It's very healthy. If you take sufficient rest, that is healthy. But if you take more than required, that is the mode of ignorance. Because it's a pity, because it's very valuable, the human form of life. We have to use it, because we can get out of the repetition of birth and death for millions and millions of lifetimes, suffering here. All kinds of miseries, all kinds of suffering. So, to get out of here, we have to be awake a little bit. But if you sleep too much and we don't develop knowledge, understanding how to get out here, and it's very foolish. There is one animal who is very expert in sleeping, the bear. The bear can sleep an entire winter. And sex life? Pigeons. They are very expert. They can have as much as they want. And then tigers, they're very good at eating meat and fighting. They can kill any prey. They're real predators. And if someone wants to run very swift, he can become a horse or antelope. They can run swift. And, you know, vultures and eagles, they have a very keen eyesight. They can fly very high and they can see a small little mouse. They can spot it and then catch it. So if we are proud of our senses for sense gratification, Prabhupada says here in the purport, then we are just like foolish, like these animals. And they are better than us. They're more expert than us in these things. But we can be expert in self-realization. And so the mode of ignorance. You can see also intoxication. Some people who are addicted to intoxication, and they become very unproductive in society, and they hallucinate and dream. They don't produce anything tangible, anything useful, and they cause suffering to themselves, physically, mentally, to the family members, and they're a burden in society. And you see the junkies trying to score for a shot or something, you know. They're like monsters, you know, poor people. You feel really pity for them, isn't it, when you see them? Sometimes they look like a freak, like someone, like a zombie, half living, half dead. I had one friend who became a devotee, and he looked really like a dead man. He was alive, and he stood in the line for prasadam. And you could see amongst all the faces, one face was a little pale and greenish, like a zombie standing there. And he used heroin, you know. Well, he wanted prasadam. And we do food for life for those people. And we can give them some food offered to Krishna. And then sometimes they turn into devotees and they give up the mode of ignorance and become very strong, strong Brahmins. You know, very determined Brahmins. It happened. In the hippie days, many people were on drugs, and many of them, they gave it up. Sometimes you could give it up in one day. Just meet the devotees, next day you wake up, and you're liberated from everything. That happened to me. I was smoking, drinking, and so many things. And I met the devotees, and the next day I woke up, you know, and I was free. And the first thing I did is I went to the field and go and see some cows. And then I stood next to the cow, and I could, when you associate with cows, you know, you go next to them, immediately you feel sattva guna. You have that experience? Bhagavati Mataji, she told me she was milking the cows sometimes. I never did it yet. She said, you have to do it. You have to try it sometime. She said, it's a therapy for me. When I go and sit and milk a cow, I become so peaceful. All my stress is just going away. You know, you have the experience? So, what to speak of devotees? You know, now we talk about cows. When you associate with devotees, you know, you change. You become purified. You become Krishna conscious. And the modes disappear. So that is wonderful. And you see also those people who are in the mode of ignorance, they are not clean, unclean. You know, they look very dirty and shabby. And they destroy themselves. They destroy themselves. And they are determined to do so. They have to be very determined to get the money for the drugs. You can see them run fast. Although they have no more energy left, still they run very fast. Like Prabhupada had not so much materially energy. He was very old, but he runs so fast to change the world. So the junkies also, they have no energy. They are so sick and so weak, but they run fast to get the money to buy the drugs. You know, see, it's like that. It's madness. You know? So I think I'll stop here. And maybe someone has a question or a comment. Yes.
Can you speak maybe loud? I forgot my hearing aids.
I heard that, I don't know very much about it, but I heard that 8,400,000 is not really categorized biologically, a little bit, so, but it is organized according to level of consciousness. So, you know, like that. Otherwise, I don't know very much about it. Yes. I also heard that humans in the mode of goodness, they come from cows. From the cow, the human being, the mode of goodness comes, humans in the mode of goodness. And from tigers and lions, this kind of animals, humans in the mode of passion are coming. And from monkeys, people in the mode of ignorance. Okay, I heard that one. Yeah. And even the modes are everywhere. You can see also in animals. Some animals are more passionate, some are more goodness, some are more ignorant. It's all, even plants. In plants you can see. You know, some plants are really in ignorance, like marijuana. You have some onions and garlic, more ignorant. And hot chili peppers are more in passion, and spinach must be in goodness, yeah. And milk, definitely. Milk and sugar cane combined, you get really the mode of goodness, sattvic. And fruits, some mangoes in it, that's goodness. So that's everywhere. Okay, anything else? Any other question or comment? The blues. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, why not? Also in spiritual music, we can lament, "Oh Krishna, I am so foolish." And there's many songs from the Vaishnava Acharyas, which are in a kind of blues mood. Oh, I am not there yet. I was so foolish. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a beautiful song, Gopinath, about Krishna, and he says, "I'm a real fallen soul, and although he is the most advanced enlightened soul, that he is playing the role, very humble role." And even George Harrison, "Oh my Lord, my sweet Lord, I really want to see you, but it takes so long, my Lord, it takes so long, I really want to be with you, oh Lord." Sweet Lord. like that, you know. So Prabhupada, he instructed George Harrison, "You sing your music. There are some blues elements in the music of some of the songs of the Beatles. Well, why not? It can be done." And we feel compassion also for those people. It's not that I'm criticizing them, but I say these fools and rascals, idiots, you know, they sing the blues, they're stupid. They're in ignorance, you know. No. Prabhupada also used to sometimes call the fallen souls fools and rascals, but he would add one word to it, poor, poor fools and rascals. He feels compassion. So the Vaishnava, the devotee is Vanjakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo. Patitanam means very fallen. And Pavane Bhyo, he is very, 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 very compassionate about them. He feels compassionate and he wants the best for them. That's why in the movement, the Sankirtan movement, we use also Kirtan music. It might be blues, it might be rock, could be, or it might be traditional Indian music. And then with that, we try to call everyone. And then they call all out for Krishna. We call the people with the music. And then we call out for Krishna with the music. We call to Krishna and to the fallen soul both simultaneously, isn't it? And we call also the devotees. Hey, join, we're having a nice kirtan here. And we call everyone. Krishna is the all-attractive, and kirtan is Krishna. So it attracts everyone, the fallen souls, the devotees who have some taste for kirtan, and it attracts Radharani and Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya. And they all come. And even all the great Vaishnavas from the past, they come to join. Prabhupada was once in a place, and nobody was there. They organized some concert, a program, and then only a few devotees came and no visitors practically came. It was a large hall. And then the devotee said, oh, Prabhupada, we are so sorry. And Prabhupada said, never mind, Narada Muni was here, and Prahlad Maharaj was here, and I don't know, they also come. And the demigods come, Lord Shiva. When we sing this song, Kiba Jayo Jaya, Shiva Shukana Radha, they're also in ecstasy when the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya is going on. Preme Gada Gada, they're all in ecstasy. Lord Shiva, Lord Narada, Muni Shukadev Goswami. Okay, that was a long answer to a short question. Okay. Should we stop here or anything else? That's it? You have something else. Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Sadi, Gaura Bhaktavi.